plate a potential nugget.
And just to maybe persist with that, Paddy, and when you say you went on that internal journey, could you share how you did it? Was it with the help of somebody or was it through meditation? Just shed some light on how you've gone about developing deeper clarity on self.
There's probably a whole lot of things that happened that I don't recall now. But some of the things were, I do remember a friend when I was probably 21 or 22 years old sitting down with me at a restaurant and just completely out of the blue having a lunch. He made a comment that was quite hurtful at the time. He said to me, "Paddy, do you realize that you're nowhere in life?" You know? And I was like, hang on a minute, I'm playing really good representative cricket, I'm playing representative rugby, I'm getting a university degree, I'm healthy, I'm a very social person, I'm very material, in all regards as a university student, very successful. But he said to me, yeah, you are very successful, but you're just going nowhere, you're drifting through life. And it upset me at the time, and it was only a lot later that I realized the impact and the value of someone older than me giving me some very direct advice that although I was really talented at sport and I was intelligent enough to pass university fairly comfortably, I wasn't really applying myself. So that was one of the things that sparked for me. And maybe the advice would be, you know, if you're an elder and you see, don't be scared to give somebody, even if you're just somebody's friend and you see your friend drifting off path, don't be scared to give them some very direct feedback. And similarly, if you're someone who's received some feedback that's difficult to hear, don't just dismiss it as I did when I was younger. So, and then some of the other things I did was really attend some personal, there's some really good courses out there to begin the journey of personal mastery. So it's either in books. There's a number of books that have been written at the moment, a lot of self-help books and a lot of easily accessible ones. For me, it was reading M. Scott Peck's The Road Less Traveled, which really got me sort of to think a little bit more deeply about myself and my life. And then just attending a few sort of 2-3 day courses, courses like the Landmark Forum I did in the when I was sort of in my late 20s. That was 3 days of getting me to investigate who I am as a person. You know, for men, I'm not sure if it's available in India, but there's a Mankind project that I did when I was younger that also was a real, it was a raw and vulnerable and honest look at what it is to be a man in the world today. And those courses got me to be more reflective. And the next progressions from there for me personally was things like I did, started doing a fair bit of breath work, meditation, and yoga. I found that was also a very nice part to become more reflective and contemplative. And today, again, there's access to so much in the way. Obviously, yoga is very mainstream the world over now. Meditation has been around for a long time, and sort of now the more modern day version we hear is in a lot of the workspaces, mindfulness. And there's so many apps and cell phones now where you can, you know, do anything from a 3 to a 15 minute mindfulness exercise where someone guides you on a guided meditation or mindfulness exercise on the phone, you know. Right. And those are very valuable. So if I think today compared to, you know, 20 years ago, we have so much more access to tools to go and sharpen ourselves as the instrument in our lives through mindfulness, meditation, breath work, yoga. I went at the same time I went vegetarian for 4 years, which really just helped cleanse my system. And I find that gave me more clarity of thought. It gave me more energy, more vitality, the meats that I was eating before then wasn't necessarily organic, free-range, healthy meats. It was, you know, sort of very unethically farmed battery chickens and farmed animals. And I guess all of that stuff, there's so much junk in the food and the drinks that we ingest today that just creates noise in the body, noise in the mind, noise in the system. And that just constantly takes the edge off us being at our best.
Couple of things occurred to me here. One is the point Paddy makes about a friend telling him at 21 or 22 that he was drifting and going nowhere. The reality is that we all have moments in time where water splashes on our face and shakes us. And this could come from anywhere. One of my earlier guests was Anu Madgavkar, a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute, who spoke about her moment of epiphany during an interview.
So my advice would be to talk to a few people. And I go back actually to a moment of epiphany that I had in a very unexpected place, which was when I was being interviewed by one of the most senior partners in McKinsey 15 years ago or more, when I was applying to join the firm. And I had had a series of interviews which went fine. And then this very, very senior partner was sitting there and he said, ask me a little bit about my career goals or something like that. And I started telling him about how I enjoyed every aspect of my professional journey so far, except this one particular phase. And he stopped me dead in my tracks. And he just, in a very penetrating way, he said, why did you not enjoy that phase? And sitting in that interview, actually, I went through a moment of complete self-awareness. I was not aware of this, but because he asked me that pointed question, I took a couple of minutes to think about it, and then I came back and I said, as I think about everything, I discovered in that phase that I'm not fundamentally a very competitive person. I'm much more a collaborative person. And that situation demanded a level of competitive behavior that I was not very comfortable with. Which I was not aware of earlier. So I think having that conversation with someone who provoked me to think was actually very helpful. Not everyone provokes you to think, but, you know, seek that out in your mentors or seek that out in, you know, your couple of close relationships. That's all I would say. You know, get to that level of conversation because that's what actually provokes you to reflect.
The other interesting element to note was Paddy speaking about the Landmark Forum. I did this a few years back myself and got a lot of value from it. The breakthroughs in the forum often come in your blind spot. When I work with leaders who are at crossroads at senior levels or around midlife, I often find that breakthroughs come in their blind spot. When you reach out to the outside world and seek feedback, you sometimes hear things that are completely in their blind spot, and processing that insight can suddenly open up a new possibility. People are often in a rush to move from context A to context B. But the smart ones pause, reflect, gather outside in feedback, try a few different things, and slowly create a new future for themselves than jumping onto the first obvious thing that comes their way. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com or transitioninsight.com. Thank you.